This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
What have you said to me recently? That we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you go over to Deuteronomy 28 verse 50 real quick, just to lay the premise here, it's interesting to note what we find. A nation of a fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the young, nor show favor to the old. And when you take that to verse 43, just to show you again what I'm going to highlight here in just a moment, it's interesting to note what it says. The stranger that is within thee shall get up high above thee, very high, and thou shalt come down very low. And when you go to 63, it tells us this in Deuteronomy verse 28 as well, just to basically lay on the judgments of God upon a disobedient nation. It says, and it shall come to pass that as the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good and to multiply you, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught, and you shall be plucked up from off the land whither thou goest to possess it. And you've already possessed America. Now, why am I saying all that? Well, a brand new article on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Muslim rep Ilhan Omar admits she supports BDS, and she said, well, you know that little inconvenient truth? She said it wasn't helpful during her election, or before her election. And it's interesting to note, friends, too, how few public interviews she actually made before her election. Now, it's also interesting to note from firsthand experience here over at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, we took the time to go over to an Islamophobia meeting, one of the three and one of the two that we got into. It was the first one that we went to. And to show you how much support Ilhan Omar had, she had about 30 people there. I shared with you about a month ago when I went to that Islamophobia meeting, friends, that I expected a lot more than what I heard. Because the only thing I heard come out of her mouth was, And while other people are leading the narrative, she was just there as a presence to basically affirm and to verify the information that was given to those people that they were attempting to propagandize. But here, friends, listen to this. The Muslim rep, Ilhan Omar, admits, by the way, again, just so you know, for the record, she's under investigation for misappropriation of funds. Now we know as a fact, friends, she married and divorced her brother. And somehow, and mysteriously, she is a congresswoman in the 5th District in the state of Minnesota. Now, in all fairness, her district is filled with Somalians. And in all fairness to the truth, keep in mind, Keith Ellison said he would have never got to the 5th District or the congressional seat without the Somali population, which is about 100,000 to 120,000 people. Okay. Now, the question that begs, that needs to be begged there, friends, is how did Keith Ellison get into office outside of the fact that there's major voter fraud going on in the United States of America and in Minnesota in a big way? That explains Walz and explains Ellison as well and Ilhan Omar. But with that said, friends, Ilhan Omar admits that she supports the BDS. The BDS boycott, divestment, sanctions. It's a movement, frankly, neo-Nazi in its goals, as the Nazis staged a nationwide boycotts of Jewish-owned businesses early in the life of the Third Reich. Listen carefully. So Ilhan Omar had every reason to distance herself from this movement before the election, but now Representative Omar has nothing to lose. Muslim trailblazer Ilhan Omar admits she backs BDS. Of course she does. But friends, I told you this August 31st, 2016. You know, people think that I'm just going out on a limb sometimes. No, I'm moving out by faith. Okay? I'm moving out by faith because I know what the Word says, and I'm being led by the Spirit of God. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, yea, these are sons of God. The Holy Ghost is very much alive today, friends, because He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. But keep in mind, He's given to them that obey. Read Acts 5 when you get a moment. I want you to listen carefully, friends. You already know George Bush Sr., his dad was Prescott Bush. And he was indicted back in 1942 for illegally financing Hitler's war. And I want you to think about this. 405,399 men and women fought, bled, and died ratifying the Constitution of the United States and its enumerated laws fighting against the likes of Adolf Hitler and his affiliates. And one of his affiliates just happened to be the likes of George Bush Sr. and George W. Bush Jr.'s grandpa. You know, they said during World War II that there was not a household in America that did not feel loss. Well, our boys were dying fighting against the Germans' Third Reich and Hitler's Third Reich. The Bush's family, namely their grandpa Prescott Bush, was aiding them in their war to establish a Third Reich. Now we know that back in September of 11th of 1990... it was George Bush Sr. that said, out of these troubled times, a new world order, a Third Reich, can emerge. A new era, free from the threat of terror. Today, the new world is struggling to be born. A world quite different from the one that we have known. He said, if we are successful, and we will be. So what is the Bushes using today? Well, the same thing that Adolf Hitler used. Most people did not know that Adolf Hitler was aligned with the Muslim Brotherhood. Well, here's a little history for you. And friends, don't tell me we didn't tell you 2 years ago. But now it's coming to the light by the likes of Robert Spencer, God bless him for telling you, that there's a link between the use of Hitler and the Nazis and the use of the Muslims as the political battering ram to establish and to do their biddings for them. They would use the Muslims to do their killing and their fighting for them. Why are we seeing this manifestation in this global influx of Muslims on a global basis, friends? France, Germany, Europe, Canada, now into America? Because they're using them as the political battering ram. And by the way, who preceded the Muslims? Again, the homosexuals were used as a political battering ram. Now, if you remember right, it was John Adams, the second president, that said, our Constitution was made for a moral and a religious people. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. That's right. That's why it's so important for you to obey the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, so we don't have to be talking about what we're talking about today. If you don't learn from history, history's going to repeat itself. When I come back, I'm going to show you the link. And then the third and fourth segment, friends, we're going to get back to the topic of what we were talking about yesterday. Sons of Liberty Radio. Radio.com. Be right back.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, this is Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson of the Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show out of Los Angeles, California. Bradley Dean's radio show, he is one of the bravest white men on this side of heaven, promoting freedom, love of God, and love of country. You will not be disappointed. Check out Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, line upon line, precept upon precept, manifesting the councils, friends, that are right in front of our face. You know, when you go to the archives in Washington, D.C., you'll see statues, and under them you'll see inscriptions. They're lessons for us to learn from. One of them is to study the past, right? Study the past. And what we're talking about right now is Robert Spencer highlighting Muslim Rep. Ilhan Omar admitting that she supports the BDS. The Nazis staged nationwide boycotts of Jews. Well, we know from history, and by the way, we shared this with you 2 years ago. 2 years ago, and this is what gets me, I think, more than anything. I think people think that people on the radio and those that are culture warriors or real Christian patriots, friends, are just looking for something to talk about. No. Just think of how many things that we talked about concerning the branches off this tree. And if we would just lay the axe to it, we wouldn't have to deal with the branches on the tree. We would lay it to the ground. And that would be through judgment, right? And when you take what Ilhan Omar and other Muslims, Keith Ellison, Tim Walz here in the state of Minnesota, and across the country, this is why you've seen over 90 Muslims attempting to run for office, because they're being used. If you want to know why the CIA-controlled media is behind them, because it's a part of the plan. And it goes back to what Adolf Hitler did and tried to do through the Third Reich. Matter of fact, again, keep in mind what none other than the buck stops here president said. Harry Truman, had he known back in 47 concerning what the CIA was about, he would have had nothing to do with them. He called them the American version of the Gestapo. The CIA is a branch off of exactly what we're talking about right now, because this is what they're pushing. Okay? Now, here's the history that we shared with you 2 years ago. Most people did not know that Adolf Hitler was aligned with the Muslim Brotherhood. Now, which was founded in Egypt in 1928 by Hassan al-Banna, okay, a 22-year-old Muslim who admired Adolf Hitler's hatred of the Jews and persistently wrote to Hitler to express his admiration for Adolf and his desire for collaboration with Hitler's Nazi party. And when Hitler rose to power, his Nazis supported al-Banna, a school teacher, to grow the Muslim Brotherhood into its ally in the Middle East. And by 1938, the membership of Muslim Brotherhood topped 200,000. Now, we are dealing with the Muslim Brotherhood today. Why? Because we see what the son and the grandson under Prescott Bush are attempting to establish. And it's something called the New World Order. That's what the Third Reich was all about, friends. It was the New World Order. And if you pay attention to what's been going on in this country, friends, since the 90s, since the Bushes have taken power or have been in power, you can see a very quick and sharp decline. If you want to know the collaboration, if you want to know the link, and why the Muslims are here today, because this is what they're trying to establish. Look at none other than George Soros, a Nazi collaborator, friends. And what did he say? He said the main obstacle to the New World Order is what? America. America, they're systematically taking you down. And they're taking you down by browbeating you. And they're taking you down through your apathy and your tolerance. Going back, during World War II, members of the Muslim Brotherhood spied for Hitler's Nazis in the Middle East and fought for Hitler as Nazis troops in two specifically formed Waffen-SS Hansgar divisions. By the way, Hansgar is a German for scimitar, the curved saber used by the Muslim troops of the Ottoman Empire. And by the way, you can also see these on the hats of Shriners in America, that take an oath on the Quran, for those that did not know. And the red on the hat, by the way, is symbolic of the blood that's been dipped. I know most people didn't know that, but there's a free one for you. I mean, going back to 2016, wasn't it right after George W. Bush, Barack Hussein Obama comes on the scene? Calls himself a Christian, gets into it. By the way, he runs on change. And what he was implying to the American people was that they would return back to the founding documents that our forefathers established. And then we find out 5 minutes before he becomes the president of the United States of America, he says that he wants to fundamentally change America. Folks, he completely lied to you. And the very first day that that criminal, that foreign plant, was put into the People's White House, what did he do for 8 years? He attacked. He attacked. He attacked everything that we are. He attacked our Christian heritage, and he attacked our Constitution. Why? Because he got to tear those down to rebuild, to tear them down and recreate them in their own ungodly image. How long did it take before we found out that Barack Hussein Obama was entertaining Muslims in the United States White House? Huh? Didn't take very long, did it? We've seen him entertaining the Muslims in the People's White House through Ramadan. We've seen him sympathizing. We found out that he was aiding the Muslim Brotherhood, not just in America, but across the country. I'm sorry, across the globe. Forgive me. America, you need to wake up as to what's going on. Because you are systematically being played like a deck of cards. And you're easily pushed over because you don't take heed to the lessons that the Lord gives. So, for the record, we've seen Barack Hussein Obama stacking Homeland Security. Oh, and keep in mind, Adolf Hitler did attack his own Reichstag first, right? And the reason that he did that is so he could attack his political enemies with the use of his idiotic people in Germany, when there was 80 million people there that didn't know their left hand from their right hand. Make Germany great again, friends, was the slogan. Make Germany great again was Adolf Hitler's slogan. Make Germany great again. Does this sound familiar? Oh, and by the way, people laughed at him at first. And then once he got about 3% of the population in his favor, Hindenburg didn't trust this joker. And interestingly, when he got into power, he began to kill off his opposition. We're going to see more of that in the days up and coming. You can rest assured of that. Once he started to kill off his political opposition, he started to create war. And who did he use as expendables, friends? The young men in Germany to do his fighting for him. But who was first? The Muslims were. And this is the history that people are not paying attention to. And when I go back to Ilhan Omar, friends, I call it what you will. But the BDS, the Boycott, Divestment, Sanctions movement, is frankly neo-Nazi in its goals. Again, as the Nazis staged nationwide boycotts of Jewish-owned businesses early in the life of the Third Reich, so Ilhan Omar had every reason to distance herself from the movement before the election, but she didn't. And now that she is safely in office, the people are led to believe, read Article 2, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution, she's acting out like so many other politicians act out, even your favorite ones. And you want to look, you want to overlook their flaws to your own demise because you want God to overlook your flaws, your sins. Nope, your sin is finding you out, America. And the Bible clearly tells us that he will not at all, in any sense of the word, overlook iniquity. Just think about that. That all things are naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do. And it's appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment. There is no excuse for the American people to be in the position that they are in today. There are so many of these people that we talk about week after week, highlighting on sonsoflibertymedia.com and sonsoflibertyradio.com, that how many of these people are still free to commit another crime. Which, by the way, leads me, just a side note, isn't it interesting that assistant to Hillary Clinton, he just said that she's going to be running for office again. Now, just think about it. For those that haven't figured it out yet. Just think about it. Donald Trump kept his promise. She wouldn't have an opportunity to run for office now, would she? No. And I know that there's a lot of people in the country that are still waiting for Donald Trump to bring forth that DOJ and that rule of law and that special prosecutor for the likes of Hillary and Billy Bob Clinton. Yeah. Which is not going to happen. And why not? Because it's the circus of politics. Friends, if you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Also, jump over to our Facebook, which is Bradley Dean, Bradley Dean double E, and or my Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1. Got a brand new video going up on Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean YouTube. Check that out. There's hundreds of videos bringing about the resolve in which you are claiming that you want. Well, I'm showing you the problem, but I'm also giving you the answers found in the Bible and in the Constitution. If you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
My lawyers aren't working on that. I'm working on that. I write the answers. My lawyers don't write answers. I write answers. I was asked a series of questions. I've answered them very easily. Very easily.
President Trump earlier today at the White House saying he's completed answers for the Russia investigation from the Justice Department for Special Counsel Robert Mueller. The president did also say his attorneys would be looking over the answers, and then he would be submitting those to Mueller. Still no winner in the Florida Senate race. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky explains.
The Senate race in Florida? Still up in the air. The winner still not certified because the election's still too close to call. There will now be a hand recount of the votes. Republican Rick Scott ahead of Democrat Bill Nelson by just over 12,000 votes out of the 8 million people who cast ballots.
That manual recount does have to be complete by Sunday at noon Eastern Time. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, I want to give a shout out to my friend Michael Roach over at Before It's News. I also wanted to highlight, and I'm looking for it right now. Do forgive me, but we just got picked up by a brand new radio station in New Mexico, of all places. I mean, pretty crazy. But we're already we're already in New Mexico, but we're going to be on KALH, and that will be 95.1 FM, KALH, that's LPFM 95.1 in Alamogordo, New Mexico. So we thank you for your trust, and we wanted to give you a shout out. We appreciate your trust, and we will do our best not to let you down ever. We are sticking again to the Word of God and the Constitution. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, and therein is our answer book. And the enumerated laws, the statutes, the ordinances, the law, and judgments within the United States of America, which all fall back in the lap of the Torah. And to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And we cannot go wrong because he isn't a given. He's not a man that he should lie, and he's given unto us the infallible word of God. And we appreciate that which endureth forever. Now, with that said, friends, we've been talking about much. And I just wanted to highlight what's going on here. Because when I seen on sonsoflibertymedia.com this article about Muslim rep Ilhan Omar admits that she's supporting BDS, notice that she didn't talk about it. And by the way, this is what they did. And it was the same thing with Keith Ellison. Where were the debates? We seen one debate with Keith Ellison. I didn't see any debates with Ilhan Omar. They keep him in the dark. And by the way, they did the same thing with Hillary Clinton on a national level. The only debates that they did were the ones that they had to do. And the reason they had to do them is because they had to appease the American people. And you know as well as I do, when they do have those national debates through the CIA-controlled media, that they're all scripted. They already know what they're going to be asked, friends, and they already know the answers. Then they know that they're surface questions. They're not going to open up a debate, friends, where it's going to be lawful, where one may be incriminated for his crimes, although we've already got the fruit. Hey, church, do you not realize, America, do you not realize that you're called to be fruit inspectors? You're called to be fruit inspectors. And that's what Matthew 7:16 means. When the Bible tells us that we're to judge them by their fruits, Matthew 7:16, we're called to inspect their fruit. And if their fruit doesn't line up with what they say, then you're going to have to lawfully deal with them again. Article 2, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. Also wanted to let you know as well, friends, we are going to jump topics right now because we were talking about some of this testimonial stuff yesterday, and I want to get back to it. And if you don't mind, I want to pick up exactly where I left off. And if you want to hear the beginning of what we're talking about, you can go ahead and download that show from yesterday. It was great stuff. It was a fun show, and I had a good time basically going through my testimony and showing people, listen, I've been through it. I'm not going out there telling people how they should live their lives without practicing what I preach because I first been through it. I got the scars to show you the testimonies, friends, and the Bible tells us that the gift of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Again, yesterday I said, and I say again today, what King David said. He knew more than the ancients because he had the testimonies of the Lord. I talked to a guy today. And he was talking about how the church, you know, likes to talk and pray and stay in the building. I said, I know. I said, you're preaching to the choir here. I said, Frederick Douglass said he was an abolitionist who preceded the likes of Vernon John and that of Martin Luther King Jr. He was the one that was responsible as he was a slave. He was the one responsible for saying that when I was a slave, I prayed for 20 years for my freedom. He didn't get his answers until he put his feet to his prayers. And then guess what, friends? He obtained his freedoms. Faith without works is dead. And I told him, I said, I get all of this stuff, dude. You don't have to try to convince me of what I'm dealing with out there. But I said, the best way to deal with it is just go out there and lead the way. We don't have to curse the darkness so much. Let's just light a candle and lead the way. Let's get out there and do it. Because when we get out there and do it through exhibition and action, people are either going to follow you or they're not. And they're not necessarily following you, Christians. They're following the Christ that you're supposed to be following. And that's what makes a good leader, 1 Corinthians 11:1. Now, let's get back to this. Yesterday, we were talking about being taught while in the trees of disobedience, how soft words and exchanging truth and absolutes for a false peace. I talked much on that topic. And then counseling and rehabilitation, leaving out discipline, telling me I was sick instead of making bad choices. As I was breaking the law, then masking the problems by trying to put me on babysitter drugs. We exposed the pharmaceutical companies that are making hundreds of millions of dollars a day off the ignorance of the American people. Dr. Edward Hamlin, a founding member of the Royal College of General Practitioners in 1998, said ADHD is fraud intended to justify starting children on a life of drug addiction. We also highlighted the fact that the father of ADHD said that ADHD is a fictitious disease. In other words, in his confusion, he blurted the truth out, and that was Leon Eisenberg that said that, okay? And then we talked about hypocrisy demonstrated time and time again. In other words, do as I say, but don't do as I do. Luke 7:35, you can tag that one to that last statement. Nothing to shoot for, no standard in which I was to attain. And this is what we're seeing in public schools. They're just literally inundating kids with nothing but confusion because we see through Common Core it was nothing but a bunch of bureaucrats that created that curriculum, as they would call it, but it's indoctrination, friends. And I want to let you know as well that there is attorneys, constitutional attorneys across the country that are waiting for you to respond if you find error in the textbooks because that is against the law. And if you need any help with that, do let us know. We can refer you over to these attorneys that are attack dogs. They bite on and they don't let go. Just so you know, that's available here as well. When I said nothing to shoot for, no standard in which I was to attain, no goals were set before me, notice like through No Child Left Behind, they're teaching young people to shoot for the floor rather than for the stars. See, young people will always rise to the level of expectation, but you got to raise the bar first. and you got to practice what you preach. You know, a kid may go into basic training and say, you know what, I want to be a Navy SEAL. Well, he can say he wants to be a Navy SEAL all he wants to, but until he gets across and through basic training and through Hell Week, guess what? He can want to be something all that he wants to. And notice, by the way, the people that are training up other Navy SEALs or the Marines or Army troopers or whatever the case might be, they've already been through it, right? And that's what we need to do too. But we have to set the goals before them and show them that it can be done and then teach them what it takes to get over the obstacles that are put in front of them that they might conquer them, not succumb to them, right? Well, that's what they're teaching them in public schools. I was just talking about confusion. Also read Daniel 9 when you get a moment. Read that. That was a great chapter in the book of Daniel, because confusion is a part of judgment, and the people bring it upon themselves. But when you go to International Baccalaureate, these are the things that were being taught in public schools too. And there's not a whole lot of schools teaching International Baccalaureate in the United States of America. It still can be stopped if you wake up and defund it. But they're teaching earth worship, evolution, which used to be illegal in this country all the way up until 1968, socialized medicine, world government, animal rights, animals seen as brothers and sisters, redistribution of American wealth. Yep, your tax dollars basically getting others out of bankruptcy or funding them, folks, to be a part of a new world order system. And if you think I'm kidding, why don't you ask your government today why we have over 737 bases, military bases, in over 148 countries, and there's only 196 countries in the world. And they're also teaching young people, back to the point, debt forgiveness to third world nations, yep, on your backs, America, adoption of the gay rights, yep, to further confuse you and to set yourself at war with God, the elimination of the right to bear arms. We see what's happening over in Oregon right now, friends, setting aside massive amounts of private land where no human presence is allowed, because these sick-minded people care more about the earth than they do human beings. And it should show you who's behind all of that, the great deluder. Again, no child left behind should be rightly called no child left unindoctrinated. And that may explain, friends, Bart Simpson and the great underachiever. I wanted to let you know, too, I'm in Minneapolis. And did you know that Bart Simpson actually started in Minneapolis? For those that didn't know. It was on the back of a magazine called City Pages, and it was called Life in Hell. Did you know that? So it went from that to The Simpsons, and you're taught to laugh at everything that is debased, immoral, lascivious, sick, for a better way of saying it, reprobate, backwards. Just like that old program they used to have on television, and I'm losing it in mind right now, but it was a show based on family, and it was nothing but an attack on the family. And I'll get that before the end of the show here today. And I don't know why I'm spacing that right now, but I can see it, and I just had it on the tip of my tongue. And then going on here, we had something that was inundating my life, something called circular reasoning. You were taught to talk around the issues over and over and over again. And by the way, I remember doing a high school assembly in Faribault, Minnesota. And when I did this high school assembly in Faribault, Minnesota, I remember a superintendent coming up to me. It was a great assembly, by the way. And he said, Bradley, he said, I see that, you know, there's an elephant in the middle of the living room. And he said, you've come to kick that elephant out. And I said, why, thank you, sir. I said, don't you think these young people are sick and tired of talking around the issues? How about we give them some answers? And he said, yeah, that's a pretty good idea. I never thought about that. Yeah, well, that's why we're doing what we're doing, to get you outside of the box that they mean to put you in, right? We'll take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Thanks.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Today, let's get off the bench and participate in reclaiming America's historical foundations, just like our Patriot Fathers have for generations before us. So let us all hold dear to our Christian roots, and together we will restore our nation's framework by gratefully supporting the Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net. A response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net.
The right place to be.
I did a little research, friends. I was talking about Married with Children, and thank you for our viewers that are responding as well. I just got it right after I took the break, of course, and then someone said Married with Children. It's like, yep, that's exactly what it is. Going back, as a young man in public schools, now I didn't see a whole lot of this, but I know that when I started doing high school assemblies across the country, I started noticing that the young people were being inundated with the word tolerance. Baloney, friends. Tolerance is preached, friends, until you tolerate so they can have control. And that's really what it comes down to. But the definition of the word tolerance is indulgent by not preventing, not prohibited, allowing and not restraining. In other words, teaching the young people, do what you want to do. This is crazy. This is anarchy, friends. This is antinomianism. No regard for the law. I just had somebody today. I seen a little boy, he's walking by a pool, and I said, hey, what are you doing? And an older lady looked over at me, and she said, you know, foolishness is bound in the heart of a child. And I said, yes. Now, this is the modern day church to a T. I said, and what does it say after that? And she said, wow, you know, this, that, and the other thing. No. I said, finish it. If foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, what are we supposed to do? What drives that foolishness far from his heart? The rod. And boy, oh boy, she couldn't say it. And everything about her life doesn't say it. And yet again, as I say so many times, God didn't give his law because he hates. He gives his law because he loves. And make the distinction between moral law and ceremonial law. God never did away with, nor did Christ in fulfilling that law, ever abrogate the law. God's moral law. Nowhere. And ceremonial law, Christ fulfilled. Now just think about this in the natural. Is it love to remove stop signs? Is it love to remove speed limit signs? Is it love to withhold the rod from our children when they do the wrong thing? I asked my little boy, I said, what would you think of me if I said you can go out and play out in the middle of the street? He would say, well, I'd think that you'd hate me, right? Well, what shows you that I love you? That when you go there where you endanger yourself, that's when you get the rod to keep you away from danger, right? Well, so did the Lord when he gave his law, right? And you can find that literally in Psalm 19, verse 11. By them thy servant is warned. When you go by a lake, friends, what do? You see these signs that say thin ice. Danger, right? Well, that's what the Lord did when he gave us moral law. He does it for our good, not for the worst for us, but for the best for us. Stay away from that. Don't go on that thin ice. You're going to fall through. When the Lord says, thou shalt not have any other gods before me, or that you're to honor your father and your mother, and I can go to the second tablet as well and highlight my point to a T, friends. Again, he does that for our good, not for our bad. As a matter of fact, in the fifth commandment, he says, honor your father and your mother. It's the first commandment with promise that your days may be long upon the earth. It's with promise. To extend your life, not to shorten it. People shorten their lives when they disobey the commandments. Read Proverbs 1 when you get a moment. The whole thing. It's outstanding. Did you know that famous preacher, Prince of Preachers, Charles Spurgeon, rightly said, if you lower the law, the warning signs, you dim the light by which man perceives his own guilt. There's a true story told out on the West Coast where they have these windy roads going around these particular mountains. And this is a true story, friends. I've seen them. But it's interesting to note that there's these windy roads going around these particular mountains, and they noticed that cars were going over the end of the cliff to crash at the bottom to their own destruction. A concerned committee got together and said, we need to remedy the problem. We need to fix the problem. You know what that concern committee came up with concerning the resolution? We need to put an ambulance at the bottom of the mountain. Wow. Wow. And by the way, you've taken on this mentality as well. See, the danger of taking down the warning signs, the law, is that it also turns lawbreakers into sick people. It creates bureaucracy. Okay? Then you have something called anarchy, lawlessness. You know, John Adams said in October 11, 1785, he said, we have no government armed with power capable of contending with human passions unbridled by morality and religion. Yeah. Yeah. Again, what would you think of me if I took down all these signs? The green, yellow, red lights, the one-way signs, the exit signs, the stop signs, the speed limit signs. You'd say I was crazy. Now, let me appeal to your carnal nature. What would you think of me if I said, let's take away the referees from a hockey game? Or the referees from a football game? Or from a baseball game? Or a boxing match? Or any other sport? What would you think of me if I said to do that? No, now there's a connection going on. Yep. Oh, now I get what you're saying. Yeah. Without a referee, who enforces the laws of the game? And what would happen if you removed the laws of the game? It wouldn't be a game. It would be chaos, right? See, as paradox as it may seem, where the laws are enforced, friends, you have a perfect flow of liberty. And guess what's been removed from the eyes of the up-and-coming generations over the last 60 and 70 years? The moral law of God. That's why they're killing each other. That's why they're using drugs. That's why they're fornicating and doing everything God told them not to do, because Hollywood, along with the Supreme Court, said, no, that's freedom of speech. You can go ahead and do whatever you want to do. I'm here, standing here all by myself, telling you there's nothing further from the truth. I was that kid. I was the one that was told the things that I'm telling you right now, friends. And it's a lie, straight from the pit of hell. Because what it comes to is, if you will not be ruled by a word, you're going to be ruled by bayonets. If you're not going to be ruled by the word of God, you're going to be ruled by the bayonets. And guess who said that? Robert Winthrop, back in the 1800s. Now, I want to ask you something real quick. If I take a kernel of wheat and plant it into the soil of the ground, what's it going to reproduce? It's going to reproduce wheat. It's going to reproduce after its own kind. So it is. You cannot sow bad seeds into your life. Galatians 6:7, by the way. You cannot sow bad seeds into your life and expect good things to come out, can you? No way. That's ridiculous. Because you reap what you sow. You reap what you sow. I want you to listen to this carefully. There's a true story told of how two men went duck hunting 2 weeks before duck hunting season opened. They brought with them a brand new truck, a retriever, a dog, and a couple of sticks of dynamite. When they got out to the lake, they noticed that they had a problem because the lake was completely froze over. One of them had a good idea. He'd go back to his brand new truck, grab a stick of dynamite, go to the lake, throw it as far as he possibly could to the center of the lake, blow a hole so they could put down their decoys, fake duckies, and as all the ducks descended, they would have a heyday shooting all the little ducks. Well, this is exactly what they did. The one that threw the stick of dynamite had a problem. As he threw the dynamite, he noticed that he had a little retriever that ran after the stick that he just threw. He put it in his mouth, and as faithful as that little retriever was, he started to run back to his owner. And the owner freaked out, and in fear of his own life, he ran over to the brand new truck, grabbed his shotgun, and started to shoot at, guess who, friends? His little retriever that was faithfully running back to him. You reap what you sow. After shooting at the retriever, the retriever was scared away. And as he was scared away, the retriever ran under the brand new truck. And guess what blew up, friends? You got it. The brand new truck along with his faithful retriever. Again, the point is, you see the very evidence of his guilt blew up right in his face. The men were charged for breaking the law. And oftentimes we can see that those that think that they can mock God and break his holy law and think that it's funny, you may want to look at history, friends, because it's a law that is self-evident. It seems to me that these are the first ones to learn that the stick of dynamite is on the way back to its owner. Again, Galatians 6, 7 through 8 says, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap everlasting life." Friends, you reap what you sow, and it applies to everybody. There's nobody that's exempt from this law that is perpetual in the Spirit 24/7. 365 days a year, friends. Okay? That's where we're at. That's exactly where we're at today. I'm going to pick this up tomorrow. You got me for 2 hours tomorrow, and I got you for 2 hours tomorrow, I hope. I want you to listen to this carefully. Sow a thought and reap an act. Sow an act and reap a habit. Sow a habit and reap a character. Sow a character and reap a destiny. It starts out with us, friends, individually, before us, in the God that created us. Let's get back to Him, friends, and meet Him on His terms. Amen. And ask for the Holy Ghost to regenerate us and to renew us, that we may be born again by the Spirit for His glory. John 3:3. Talk to you soon.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.